The beginning card in Davin says the Megillah Davin test. The beginning of the days. The beginning of the Tzimtzum Masa. The beginning with the words of the Gemara. Shir HaTefer, the leftover that you have to leave from the stitching, not to go all the way so tight, is Alach HaMesh Mesinai, which Tzimtzum says near the Af Megillah. B'Shar Tzvam being the Shir HaTefer. It's not only by Sefer Torah but also by Megillah and other Tzvam. You need to leave over from the stitching because keeping the time. Since the Gemara ultimately says the reason is Havakadish LeKorei that it's not really a Alach HaMesh Mesinai that Zevah shouldn't tear. That would apply by all scrolls, not just by Sefer Torah. Except for a deaf mute. No. Stam Cheresh says, in general, when we say Cheresh, it's called a deaf mute. He doesn't hear and doesn't talk. Obviously, the Cheresh over here is not mute. He does talk. We're saying that these three are not valid to say, meaning but they are saying, and obviously he's reading the Megillah. Then that is actually a pekechul l'chodbar. He's actually considered as totally sane for all halachic purposes, because the one that's considered like a shaita is only a deaf mute. Except for this thing, where he has to be able to hear it. That's what he's saying, that he's not going to be able to fill all those obligations with reading Megillah, but it's not your classic Chedesh, because here it's actually, he is Medabi, just not Shemeh. The next test of that begins with the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir by a cut. And the Chacham said, no, Chutz Mecheresh Shaita V'kat. Now, Kashrut Tesa is difficult, because by Ezekot Meir, which child are we talking about? Ibel HaGil HaChinuch, if he's not reached the age of Chinuch, of being trained for mitzvahs, a young little child. So my time to Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, what's the reason Rabbi Yehuda that holds is valid? But I'm going to say, the Gemara says in the end of the last paragraph, Rishon Dav Chof Tesa Meir, Av Kosh Ein Mechui B'Dav, whoever's not obligated in something, Emo Yitzi Achim Yidei Chavasin, he's not going to be able to fulfill his obligation. And here he's not even rabbinically obligated. V'Gil HaChinuch, and if he reached the age of Chinuch, my time to Rabban the Pasa, what's the reason Rabban who say that it's not going to be valid? Everyone else in Kriyas Megillah is also only rabbinically obligated because Megillah is a rabbinic mitzvah. Vim Kinkasher, so it's difficult. Why don't we say the rabbinic of the child comes and fulfills and can be maitzi the rabbinic obligation of everyone else? The Gemara says like this in Baruch of Chama Meiz, the ben mevarch l'av, a child can make brachas a Muslim for his father. Even though he's a child, the father can fulfill his obligation with the child's bracha. Mikel Hasan the Gemara explains it, but they could go and shochlav kizayis or gebeya. If the father ate just an olive size or the size of an egg, davashir or derabon, which is only rabbinic measurement, because midrash you have to be besabata to be satiated, and therefore vasek katan. So therefore, a child could come along shechubi derabon that he's also always rabbinically obligated. Umafik alav, and he can fulfill the father's obligation shalachal shir derabon only in rabbinic measurement. So by my lord, meaning the kim megillah, why don't we say the same about megillah? Another question is the peklul of hagazel. The Gemara sukkah davalam lamachesam abeis damaya. The Gemara says in cotton might be krisal. A child cannot fulfill someone else's obligation in the reading of the hal. But in achra mashenam, you have to answer after them what they say. Why mashenam berchas mazon? Why is it any different than berchas mazon, where the child can be mighty the gadol in their chiyuv? So it says for some of you could say it's a loyal might be cotton shegil chenach. We're talking about a child that reached the age of chenach. So we understand Rabbi Yehuda, but what's pshat in the rabbanon? So it says Taisa v'afal achim pas rabbanon. Still the rabbi is invalid. Why? Shum the megillah like a chuy v'afal begidel on the rabbanon, because by megillah there's no obligation even for adults, only rabbinically. Now, because in mechuyvel mitzvah afal b'shal mitzvah. Now, a child is never obligated in any mitzvah mitzvah daraisa, only rabbinically. Now, ubegad leke lechad rabbanon megillah. Now, according to the for the adult, when it comes to mitzvah megillah, there's only one rabbinic element over here. Shem b'shal mitzvah zuchav daraisa, because regarding other mitzvahs, he's biblically obligated. So therefore, v'lasat teri rabbanon, you can't have the two rabbinic elements of the child, which is, in general, he's only rabbinically obligated in all mitzvahs, and this is a rabbinic mitzvah. It cannot come two drabans of mapikhad raban and fulfill this one rabbinic element of the adult, which biblically, the gavra, the person is biblically obligated, but the chetz, the object of the mitzvah, is rabbinic. The child has two, him and the mitzvah. What's the halacha regarding birchas hamazon? That's even according to Rabbanan. Shakot nochal k'deisvi, because did the child eat that he satisfied the chiyuv deraisa biblically obligated? So regarding the chevtzes deraisa, but like the chadiraban is only running rabbinic in the gavrin, the person of the child. Oh, mapika av shalachal shodiraban, he can fulfill the father's obligation. That's also only one rabbinic, because the father is a biblically obligated person, but he only ate a rabbinic shir. So that's one rabban. We mapik one rabban. But since there's a mekamak mekashra, but still there's a difficulty, because the Gemara tells us that Rav Shesha Rav Yosef Amri Agada Tabalel B'sachem, they said the Haggadah, Rav Shesha Rav Yosef, on the night of the Seder, Umeitzin Nachem, they fulfilled this as an obligation. Why? Even though they're blind. Is Meshum Desavri Matzah B'sman Zed Rabban, because they held Matzah in these days, and it's a company mitzvahs, are only the Rabban, only Rabbinic. So So therefore, although they're blind and biblically they're not obligated, but rabbinically that they're obligated can fulfill all this rabbinic obligation. But it says, according to what we explained is difficult. There are two rabbinics. Because the Asuma put the Haggadah, a blind person is exempt from saying the Haggadah. So there's one rabbinic in the Chavtza, the Mitzvah, and there's one rabbinic in the Gavra of the person. How could they come, how could they fulfill others' obligation that are rabbinically obligated, and there's only one rabbinic of the Mitzvah, but they themselves are Barachayubis? So it says, you can say there's a Summa other Mikatan. Still, a blind person is better than a minor. Because he was already biblically obligated before he became blind. And therefore, since he is an adult, so therefore, that would be considered like one derabanan, and therefore he can fulfill his obligation. Mashing Mekatan, in contrast to a minor who is never biblically obligated. Considering like it says Masach that begins with the words Zigmab Dimla Rabbi Yehuda, but maybe it is Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara goes through a whole calculation to try to show how the Mishnah can be Rabbi Yehuda. So why is the Gemara go through so many different attempts to try to show us like Rabbi Yehuda? So it says Mishnah the Pasuk, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, because since the Gemara b'dim brachas rules like Rabbi Yehuda that if someone says Shema does not hear the words he's saying, he's going to be Yaitze. So therefore, Dachak Lokman must think of a say, therefore, since that's the halacha, so therefore, the Gemara is pushing to try to find that the halacha of Mishnah that says that the Cheresh is not going to be Maitzi, to find that it's going to be even like Rabbi Yehuda. Begins with the Gemara. How the time of this? Well, in the Brisa, Lei Baruchas Merchas Mazal Beliza. Believe by a person should not say Merchas Mazal in his heart, but if he does, Miyaitza. Oh, who's that like? Since there's a kash, this is very difficult because Heichma Demina Merchas Mazal and Kriyishma. How are we comparing benching to Kriyishma? And that is just like by Kriyishma, according to Brisa, not Yitzvah Diavad, where he didn't hear the words. Say Rosh by Merchas Mazal. Oh, then there shouldn't be Yitzvah at all. And we're saying, so who's the one that holds it somewhere in the middle? So it says, what do you mean? Bishlam Megillah Kilamim and the Sabbath Command Ahmad. We understand according to Megillah, which we were previously discussing, that you could say the Sabbath Command Ahmad, that he holds like the one who says the Tach B'Krishma Hashma's Eisen, that yes, Megillah is like Krishma, that you should hear the words that you're saying. And because we're Sabbath, the Kinder Rabban Megillah Kinderdaiser, because the Rabbanan, we could say they modeled the Rabbinic Halacha after the biblical, and you could say that if it would be the same like Kriyishma, and if you would try to say, oh, let's compare the two and see if they're the same, which the Gemara was discussing. A Bechsa must have the Reisa, but benching is biblical. But like Sibishma, it doesn't say anything about listening and hearing. So, where do we get this idea that, oh, it has to be the same and match up with Kriyishma? Why? Why would you say that you would have to hear the words to say, can't be like Rebesi, as if you would have to hear it? So it says, but you could say, is the Kimlai. Yeah, that they knew the Gemara in the Berachas Hamazon from Kriyishma, that we do learn that Berachas Hamazon from Kriyishma, and therefore, since we do learn the two of them from each other, therefore, that's what the Gemara is trying to say. So, who is it like? Seems to be not like either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosi.